We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Dr. Umar Johnson.
Dr. Umar Johnson.
Now, what happened with Dr. Umar?
I mean, a few things. You know, he put up a post and he said that he felt like Jess Hilarious misrepresented his words on Breakfast Club because based on the reports he received, he criticized the possibility of the new movie Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse Part 2 showcasing snow bunny hopping to our black children. So he said he hasn't seen the movie yet, so he wasn't in no position to tell others not to support it. So I guess Jesse must have said...
I didn't tell nobody that he said that not to support it. He just had a problem with the snow bunny and the... And, you know, it was just a lot that he said that he didn't like about the movie. Yes. I didn't say that he told nobody to go sell. Did I say that?
I don't know if you said that or not. But
I know what I said was true, Dr. Umar. Come on now. I know what I said is true, and it just is what it is.
Well, clearly Dr. Umar is not for it. He said this over the weekend as well.
Can somebody help me understand this new Spider cartoon? I don't follow the cartoon. Spider-Man Across the Universe. Spider-Man Across the Universe, and he's bunny hopping in the damn trailer I saw on YouTube. How the hell are you gonna have a black superhero cartoon for our children? And he's lusting and thirsting over the skim milk in the damn trailer. This is insane. How are you gonna have a cartoon bunny hopping over the white girl in the cartoon? Lord have mercy. And then what is it, Little Mermaid? They said Little Mermaid is swimming in the milk. She is bunny hopping too. Little Mermaid got a snow puppy. Insane, brothers and sisters. We can't even have a cartoon with black on black love. It's getting out of control.
So we just asking the simple question.
800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? Does Dr. Umar have a point? We'll start with you, Jess. What do you think?
I think he got, No.
No.
No. I was trying to go there. You know, I was trying to, you know.
See, I kind of, you know, the whole thing with these movies, with this Spider-Man and The Little Mermaid, all types of kids watch it.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, only black kids watch it, or only Spanish kids watch it, or only Asian kids watch it, or only white kids watch it. So I understand what these cartoon makers are trying to do is they're trying to make it inclusive where it's so many different kids. There's so many different elements of people in these cartoons.
That's
there's
one
black
reason
kids,
that
there's white kids, there's Asian kids, there's Spanish kids. You know what I mean?
That's why The Little Mermaid blew me just a little bit.
Okay.
I don't want to give too much of the movie away.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But
that's your cousin, honey. Watch it.
Holly, Ariel's daddy is white in the movie.
That's a little confusing.
And she got mad sisters, and they all different colors.
Oh,
so the only thing I could think about was they all fish.
Yeah.
So when you have a colony of fish be all types of different colors. That's the only thing. That's the only thing. I was like, don't be just throwing diversity in it for the sake of diversity. But, make it make sense.
But also, this is for kids. I don't think a kid looked at it like this and say, "Mommy, why is Ariel black and Daddy white?"
My young daughters be looking for that kind of stuff. My young daughters be wanting to know where the brown skin at, where the black women at. They wanting to know.
But you said they had different complexions.
They did.
Isn't that what you want? Like even like Dora the Explorer, right? Dora the Explorer is Spanish, right? Isn't she Mexican, right?
Dora, right?
But I don't think anybody ever, I don't ever think everybody looks at it like that. The kids just enjoy the cartoon.
That's not true. She speaks Spanish.
I don't think anybody was like, oh, what is her complexion? These kids just watch the cartoon. My daughter
never said, Dora
the Explorer.
No, that's not true. My daughters be on it. My 7-year-old and my 4-year-old, they be looking. They be like, there's no black people in this. Or there's no black women in this. They say that they be peeping that stuff. That all their dolls are black. They want black dolls on purpose.
Like, they want dogs that look like them and represent them. My kids the same.
It's bias. Like, you're their dad. That's all you do is preach. Yo, you have a picture of Harriet Tubman in your house as soon as you walk in there. That's all they see. That's all they know is just her. They probably think that's their daggone grandmother.
Jesus, you know what's so funny? Just came to the house. And she was like, yo, what is that? And I was like, that's my grandma, yo. Be cool. But she was like, for real? She was like, that ain't your damn grandma.
Yeah. I mean, I walk in, like, at the tippy top of my shrooms. And Harriet Tubman is just on a wall with a Charlemagne pose, though. He drew a portrait of her.
With a black effect hat on?
But
that is not true.
Hey, yo, no, but she definitely had the black effect pose. You know how he always do this?
Yeah.
Like, when he really want people to think about something.
Yeah, you serious,
And that's how it is. And she in there like this, even with the lips like
judging.
She never did that. Yeah, she straight judging you as soon as you walk through. Like, it's like, dang, yo. Like,
you got Harriet Tubman with a black effect hat on with the lips poked up.
That is not true.
So if his daughters are saying this, it's because look at the experience. I mean, look at the dad they have.
And there is one thing that dad also says. I like black love.
Yeah,
I do like seeing black men with black women. So
me too.
I understand where Dr. Umar is coming from. I don't know if it's
for
a conspiracy.
Right, it's not a conspiracy. Yeah. I understand where he's coming from most of the time. But yeah, I just think it's like a lot. And it's like, all right.
Yeah, because I agree, but I also think that these people who make these cartoons are making these cartoons to have big box office numbers, and they want everybody to come see it. Black little girls and boys, and Asian little boys and girls, and Spanish little boys and girls. They trying to get everybody there. Hello, who's this?
Yo.
What's your name, brother?
Oh, it's Greco. Everybody, what up?
Greco, what's your opinions, brother?
I agree with Umar to a certain extent, because it's like The Little Mermaid. Okay, they changed it and put a little black girl. Why couldn't they have black people in the boat that was in trouble and needed help, and she saved somebody black? She had to save a white guy. I want to know what they look like on her. Want to know what they look like on her.
Hey, I thought about that, too. You know what else I thought about? How come they just don't make Little Mermaid be somewhere in the Caribbean? Where's Sebastian the Crab come from? Why are you the only person with a Jamaican?
Yeah, he's Jamaican. I don't understand that.
I ain't get that either. I'm be honest.
The white girl in Spider-Verse, he's supposed to be from Queens. Like, it's no black girls or Spanish girls that he could be involved with?
No, I think Miles Morales from Brooklyn. He Puerto Rican and black from Brooklyn.
What?
Okay, even still, it's still 718.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
All right, and tell Jeff with the mess,
How you doing, baby?
Relieve that stress and keep doing our best.
Thank you, honey.
Relieve that stress.
We're doing keep going about. I don't know. Do I look stressed? Damn.
No.
I thought he was gone. I'm trying to hang up on you, bro.
Tell Jeff with the mess
Hi, I just hung up on her. Hey, where'd you go? You just went out here for a phone call. I don't know how you kept getting
a
phone call.
Yo, Dr. Umar, send that nigga real quick. You said, tell her she's stressed out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Leo, bro.
Hey, Leo, talk a little louder, brother. What's your opinion?
Man, whenever Dr. Umar said he right, get him back up there. Power to the people. We with you, Dr. Umar. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum as-salam.
Hey, Jess, you're wrong. You're wrong with your fine
sir.
You're wrong.
Thank you.
What's she wrong about?
You said thank you. You said you're wrong.
He said
whatever
you're fine
you
stuff.
Whatever he said.
Yo.
Damn, Jess.
Whatever,
yo.
Damn, what
I Jess, only Jess said thank you. All Jess heard was, he said, I'm fine. No, but he said you was wrong, Jess.
Wrong about what? Now I'm wrong about something every day.
He
what?
Said, whatever they said you did it. I agree.
Well, I did it. Whatever. Well, who going to do something?
800-585-1051. Dr. Umar said this about the new Spider-Man movie and also the new
Little Mermaid
movie. This is what he said.
Yes.
Can somebody help me understand this new Spider cartoon? I don't follow the cartoon. Spider-Man Across the Universe. Spider-Man Across the Universe, and he's bunny hopping in the damn trailer I saw on YouTube. How the hell are you going to have a black superhero cartoon for our children? And he's lusting and thirsting over the skim milk in the damn trailer. This is insane. How you gonna have a cartoon bunny hopping over the white girl in the cartoon? Lord have mercy. And then what is it, Little Mermaid? They said Little Mermaid is swimming in the milk. She is bunny hopping too. Little Mermaid got a snow puppy. Insane, brothers and sisters. We can't even have a cartoon with black on black love. It's getting out of control.
What's your opinion? 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Steady calling my phone.
Tell her, man. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Of course, Jess Hilarious is here, our co-host.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking if you just joined us. These are the statements Dr. Umar made about the new Spider-Man movie and the new Little Mermaid movie. He wanted to see more black love, and he said he didn't see that. Listen.
Can somebody help me understand this new Spider cartoon? I don't follow the cartoon. Spider-Man Across the Universe. Spider-Man Across the Universe, and he's bunny hopping in the damn trailer I saw on YouTube. How the hell are you gonna have a black superhero cartoon for our children? And he's lusting and thirsting over the skim milk in the damn trailer. This is insane. How you gonna have a cartoon bunny hopping over the white girl in the cartoon? Lord have mercy. And then what is it, Little Mermaid? They said Little Mermaid is swimming in the milk. She is bunny hopping too. Little Mermaid got a snow puppy. Insane, brothers and sisters. We can't even have a cartoon with black on black love. It's getting out of control.
I agree, we need more black love. I like seeing black men with black women, but you made a good point, Envy. You know, a lot of this just has to do with money and business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you already got a black and Puerto Rican Spider-Man, which Miles Morales is, and you got a black Little Mermaid, I guess, you know, they feel like they do have to balance out the cast by having them have white love interest.
Correct.
I guess.
And then it's not only black and white people. It's so many other races probably sent home like, dang. You know, so this goes back to Envy's point where he was saying it's not, I think it's good to see Hallie. It's good to see, you know, all types of shades of colors, you know, and as opposed to just seeing white the time.
I agree,
you know, I think it's good and it's really important that we highlight that portion of it as well because it's not only black kids and white kids in the world.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dana.
Hey, Dana. Good morning. Talk to us, Dana.
Good morning. Where's the school?
Oh, you talking about Dr. Umar's school?
Dr. Umar?
Yeah, where's the school?
He got the school. It's in Delaware.
It's open?
I think he's waiting on accreditation. But nah, if you follow Dr. Umar online and on YouTube and stuff, he definitely has the school. It's the Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy, I believe it is.
Right.
Where I'm going.
Hello? Lauren!
Hello, can you hear me?
Lauren, good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning. How are you?
What's your thoughts, Lauren?
I think I haven't seen it, so I'm going to go ahead and say that. But I feel like he needs to remember to be less judgmental and more loving since that point, right?
Right.
Interesting. Less judgmental, more loving. That's interesting. I think it's a balance.
You know, it's deceitful if you're out there saying one thing and then like bashing somebody, that's not love, that's not compassion, that's not goodness at all. You know what I mean?
I think it's a valid question to ask.
His compassion is just with his people. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that he is, like, hating. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? But it's just...
But can I say this? Because that's a really good point.
What's up?
If you don't have compassion for people, or let's say you have compassion for just one people group, mm-hmm. we know where that leads, right?
Where? You tell us.
You know? I'm telling you that if you have just love towards one people group,
that's true. Mm-hmm. That creates supremacy.
Mm-hmm. That automatically creates division.
Yeah.
Yes, I get what you're saying.
I mean, you got more than one kid. I got five kids. I got to split that up. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I would also say this too. Like, you know, my kids go to daycare, and in daycare there's every race, you know what I mean? There's black kids, there's white kids, there's Asian kids, there's it does the Spanish kids. But see, my kids, my youngest daughter, she's what, 18 months old? Mm-hmm. She doesn't play with a kid because a kid is black. She doesn't play with a kid because a kid is Spanish. She doesn't play with a kid because a kid is white. She plays with a kid because she's
their kids.
Their kid.
But they do get to a certain age where they do start looking for representation.
Yes, you know what I mean?
And it starts very, very young, especially when they're watching their favorite cartoons or reading their books. Like the stuff they gravitate towards are, you know, stuff that has representation of them in them. At least that's how my kids
are the same. But you know, with this, I didn't see any of these in any of these movies. But you know, is there representation for every race in these movies?
It seems like
Little Mermaid
said,
got a little too much representation.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, like it's just too much.
Much of
I don't lie. When you said our dad is white, it's like
her
okay,
dad is white.
That is okay.
And he got mad daughters, and that's the mom is dead.
And the mom is dead.
Yeah, the mom is dead, and like all her sisters look totally different.
So we got other babies with other women.
Like, I don't know. They didn't explain that. I was asking my wife that because they didn't explain that. And like, you know, the only thing they said, only thing I could think of was, well, they are all fish. When you see colonies of fish, they mad different colors.
That's true.
And Little Mermaid's love interest in the movie is a white guy, but his mama black.
His mom black.
His mama black.
Yeah, they mixed up.
And the daddy ain't around.
So wait, wow.
My wife said he was adopted, but I must have fell asleep on that part. I must have went to go get popcorn, so I missed that part.
So if his mama black, don't that make him black?
I don't think that was his real mom. I think he was adopted.
See, it's a lot going on.
Too much going on in Little Mermaid, yo. A lot going on.
So, if you living under the water and you got locks all that time, it's like, wow.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah. Who was doing Ariel hair?
So the moral of the story is Charlamagne really has Harriet Tubman with a black effect hat on.
Yup. And the lips is like
puck it up a little bit.
Yeah. And I knew that's not her. She wasn't doing that.
No,
it was him.
Harriet.
It's him. So it's definitely a little sass. You know what I'm saying? Like a sass sleeve situation. Like, oh yeah, what you doing in this house? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's given that. So...
That's your moral?
Yes.
No. We had another moral.
Oh, got another moral. This is Dr. Umar's moral.
Yeah, play the moral. What is Dr. Umar's conclusion in
you
all
put
this?
Put a button on this.
Little Mermaid, Spider-Man, bunny hopping. She probably going to accuse him of smacking her, too. Watch. He going to get locked up. Mm. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Spider-Man across the universe, she going to accuse him of rape, and he going to go to jail, and they're going to replace him with a white Spider-Man. Watch. That's what's going to happen. He going to get accused of sexual harassment the snow bunny in the cartoon to replace him with a snow puppy. The new Spider-Man will be a snow puppy. That's what they're going to do. Little Mermaid going to have his mixed-race child, and he going to go to court and take the damn mixed-race mermaid child from Little Mermaid. That's what she get for swimming in the skin milk.
Jesus. All right.
White Jesus or black Jesus?
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.